Sports Radio 610 presents H-Town Postgame with Bajani and Creighton.
Towards short, Pena will charge and make the throw. That'll do it. Astros win it 8-3. Astros splitting this four-game series against the Angels, and they are now 4-3 on the homestand and lead Seattle by 2.5 in the AL West.
Yeah, we were saying it could be up to three by the end of the night if the Mariners lose to the Rays. They'll play them a little bit later on. I think first pitch in that one set for sometime in the 6 o'clock hour. So you'll have that to monitor tonight. 713-572-4610, 572-4610. If you want to be a part of the H-Town postgame show, as soon as we can, we'll let you hear from Astros manager Joe Espada. Between now and then, PC, Brian McTaggart at MLB.com did a little piece on the Astros over the weekend. In fact, I think it was last night. And it was just kind of like a look at what the last 4 years have been for the Astros going into the final month of the regular season. So going into the month of September, what does it look like? How tough has the road been for them? And it's been interesting over the course of the last 4 years, three of the 4 years anyway, one of those seasons, it was in 2022, the Astros just whooped everybody's ass. It wasn't a thing. They started the month with an 11.5 game lead over the Seattle Mariners. It's not the case today. In fact, this is as close as it's been since 2023 when they entered the month of September in a dead heat tie with the Seattle Mariners, and they went 13-15 the rest of the way. It came down to literally the final day of the season, and if not for the Astros having won the regular season series tiebreaker over the M's, well, they wouldn't have they wouldn't have been atop the AL West. Let's just say that at the very least in 2023. What does it look like for the Astros now? Well, they got the big win today. It's a series split. And I will compound all of these numbers that we're about to discuss with one key number that our old buddy Mark Ryan, who used to work here at Sports Radio 610, now he's a sports talk show host up in Detroit. He had this stat nugget earlier this afternoon, and it was looking at over the course of the last 10 years, the necessary series winning percentage for a baseball team. So let's just take, for instance, the Astros. Have they won at least 60% of their series this season? For them, the Astros, thanks to a split today, the answer is yes. They've won just over 60% of their series. In fact, I think it's like 60.4%. Well, Mark Ryan is saying that over the course of the last 10 years, the majority of teams that have won the World Series have had at least a 60% series win percentage during their season. Now, he's a Tiger fan now. So it's applicable for his Detroit Tigers at this point in time, but very applicable for the Houston Astros.
We won't talk about his real favorite team.
Is it a team that the M's are playing tonight?
Yeah, it is not.
Oh, who is it?
Believe it or not.
Oh, no, don't say it. Don't say Junk Grabbers.
No, worse.
Oh, the Dodgers?
No, same level.
Okay, well, if it's not one of those two, it's not that bad.
It is.
Who is it? No, it's not the Yankees.
It's the Slumlords.
No! Yes. I didn't even think that was possible.
He grew up a Yankees fan. He also is an Astros fan.
Yeah, yeah.
And now that he's working in Detroit, has to be a Tigers fan because it's good for business.
I'm just trying to think of all the places he worked. That's why the Rays was in my mind. And I never would have thought Junk Grabbers, definitely not Dodgers, but definitely not Yankees. You kidding me? That is pretty bad.
Yeah, no, I mean, he's worked in places where they've, you know, covered the Braves, covered the Rays, covered the Astros.
I could stomach the Braves.
You know, and then it was like all Clemson all the time. And now the Tigers.
Yeah, yeah. So check this out, PC. You got 24 ball games left in the regular season for the Astros, okay? They're looking for their fifth straight American League West Division title. It'll be their eighth in the last 9 years if the Astros get the job done this season. Now, I mentioned 2022, they sealed the deal with just with 14 days left in the season. In 21, they went all the way down to game 159 before they clinched it. In 2022, in 2024, it went to game 158. Now, they play the Mariners, not the final week of the season this go-round, but it's pretty dang close. It's a three-game series from September 19th till September 21. You've still got three games against the A's on the road and three games against this team that they just got done splitting with today, the Angels, on the road for the season to come to an end. So that would be 62-1, 60, 59, 58, 57, 56. Do the Astros win the AL West before or after game 156, i.e. the final game of the Mariners series?
Probably after.
You think it goes down after?
There are a two-game lead right now. It might be about two, three games is probably where they're going to be when they win this division. It might be just two games.
I wouldn't disagree with you. And here's what makes that Mariners series so damn scary. and obviously, it's important, but it's scary for me. Right now, the Astros and Mariners are tied in the regular season series. That three games will determine the tiebreaker. And Astros need that tiebreaker because very much like in 2023, if not for the Astros holding that tiebreaker, Mariners won the last game of the season. So did the Astros. But if they didn't hold that tiebreaker, it would have been a very different situation. I'm worried about that series, but even prior to that series, look at this stretch that the Astros are about to embark on. They've got three against the Yankees beginning tomorrow, and never mind the Rangers, but you've got three.
Rangers
on the
Rangers are hot right now.
They are, but I'm looking at Toronto because they've been mashing people, it feels like, for about a month and a half now, and that's on the road. And then you got to go to Atlanta, and then you got the Rangers again before you get to that pivotal series against the Mariners.
Look, they've got a stretch here where they're going to play against some good teams. And I know Astros fans always feel like Houston plays down to its competition. They also tend to raise their level of play against the better teams in baseball. So Yankees coming to town, going to Arlington, going to Toronto. I know Atlanta's not that good this year, but then you come back.
They played better.
And you have Arlington, you have Seattle, and then you go to Sacramento, and then you go to Anaheim to finish the year.
Mm-hmm.
So your last four series of the season are all against division opponents. That is where you make your hay. And I feel like this is the part of the year where the Astros tend to raise their level of play. And they're going to have to because the pitching staff is still evolving with injuries, with guys trying to come back from injury, some guys trying to figure out who and what they are after injury. You've got your lineup starting to get healthier. Yordan Alvarez has been back for a week. Dana Brown said Jake Myers should be back when they are in Arlington, mm-hmm. which is Friday. I think Jake Myers could be back on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so there's a lot going on. Whether or not Zach DiCenzo ever gets recalled or if he stays at AAA, whether or not they ever call up Pedro Leon, who all he does is hit while he's in AAA. We'll see what we do with that. Taylor Trammell got activated today.
Did, yeah. More excited about Trammell than I am DiCenzo because of who's factored in for them.
They DFA'd some guy you've never heard of in order to make room for Garcia.
Man,
on the roster.
You two, I thought the same thing. I was like, who the hell is this guy? And when did he get here? I don't even remember his name. Doesn't matter. But
his name was Who Cares.
Yeah,
the guy who's never going to play.
I thought for sure. It was like, PC's going to know this guy.
So they DFA'd some rando and they, you know, put Louis Garcia back onto the 40-man roster. This series against the Yankees, right? You got Fromber and Max Fried. That's a big-time pitching matchup. Then you have Jason Alexander, pitching against Will Warren.
Mm-hmm.
And Will Warren is up and down. But then Javier and Carlos Rodon.
That could be a good one.
That's another one.
Yeah.
Because Rodon has been really good. He's been striking a ton of guys out. But Rodon against the Astros has been very feast or famine.
Yeah.
And Javier, who has had a very good track record against the Yankees, getting that start. That game is on, it says it's on MLB Network. I don't know if that means it's not going to be on Space City. I would think it's going to be on Space City as well as MLB Network. And they'll
have
the local blackouts apply.
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday's game is on TBS.
Woohoo!
And Wednesday's game is on Prime Video.
Yeah. Something or nothing. According to Tankathon, the Astros have the 13th most difficult schedule remaining. Their opponents with winning percentage is a combined 0.508. The Mariners have the 7th easiest schedule remaining. Opponents' combined winning percentage is 477. Something or nothing?
I'm going to say nothing. One thing is, like, when August and September, a lot of teams that have gotten their heads kicked in all year long have moved on some veteran players. They've brought up some young kids who are hungry. They're energetic. And it puts a little bounce into the team. And a lot of those teams play a little better down the stretch than they did all year long. So I'm going to say nothing, because this is the time of year where teams like the Angels and teams like the Braves and teams like the A's play a little better than their records mm-hmm. would normally indicate, because you got more young kids on there and like they're just here to play baseball.
Yeah. Patrick Creighton, Sean Bajani, we are Area 45. Coming up next, we'll do a couple of things. We'll get you Joe Espada, the latest from him, and bold predictions coming up at the top of the hour for the Texans. All that is coming up next in Sports Radio 610.